Welcome back. There is an event taking place this Wednesday that involves two of my favorite people on this planet at one of my favorite places on this planet at the Lakefront Restaurant, which is a theater on the lake at the foot of Fullerton at the lake. Dear woman and legendary chef Ina Pinkney will be interviewed by the Lakefront Restaurant's executive chef, Cletus Friedman. Ina, it's a pleasure to have you on the phone. How are you?
Well, I was reminded that the last time we were together, I came to the studio, and after getting up at 4:30 in the morning for so many years, I discovered there was an 11 p.m. at night also.
I remember meeting you in the parking lot. We were in the Tribune Tower then and wandering through the bowels of the Tribune Tower to come up to the studio. It would have been nice to see you, and I'm hoping to come to the event on Wednesday. Before we get to the event itself, Ina, you know, one of the things that I'm reminded of, you opened Ina's Kitchen in 1991, and it became... Well, it became not only Chicago's premier sort of breakfast joint, but also it really was among the pioneering restaurants in the whole culinary explosion that is the city of Chicago. Am I making too much of that or not?
No, I think we changed the landscape
of
what breakfast was supposed to be, and it was a fine dining place. And all I can tell people when they ask me about that, that there is great power in being underestimated.
And your joy in doing it, though, and I think you've proven to be a real mentor to a generation and a half of chefs who have come here to... Let me ask you first, Ina, does the explosion... And I can't go 2 seconds without hearing from somebody, hey, did you hear about this new restaurant? Did you hear about this new restaurant? Did you hear about the James Beard Awards? Did you hear about this? And is this good?
It's really good for the city. What I worry about is the lack of really good kitchen help. And so everybody is struggling to find good line cooks and good prep cooks. And so it worries me that the kitchens will not be able to sustain. That's my biggest fear, because I speak to the chefs and I know how they're struggling.
Well, though the chefs are really good, I worry too, because I think there's a sort of, you know, star system going on here that anybody who decides, well, I'm going to go to culinary school because then I can have my own restaurant and my own television show. And I think that that's unrealistic. I think there are a number of jobs in the restaurant business that are satisfying on their own without the trappings of stardom.
That is very true. And if you have any DNA that says hospitality in you, there are so many ways to use that. I also tell young people, save your money. Don't go to culinary school. Get a job as a dishwasher and be the best dishwasher you can be, and watch the prep cook, because one day the prep cook is not going to show, and you will say to the kitchen boss, you know what? I can walk over there and I can take care of that. And while you're doing the prepping, make sure that you finish fast and clean, and then go over to the sandwich station and say, can I help you? What are you doing here? And you want to learn how to get to the top? Do it from the dishwashing station up.
How did you get to the top, Ina?
Well, I called myself the breakfast queen. I went right to the top that way. I never baked my first cake until I was 37 years old, and I opened my restaurant at 48, knowing what I was doing.
I know.
I hadn't got a clue.
That's why your story and your book, Ina's Kitchen, Memories and Recipes from the Breakfast Queen, that's what we talked about the last time you were on the show. I just found one of the great life stories in the history of Chicago, whether in restaurants, banking, or the mob, for goodness sake. do you miss the day-to-day at all, Ina?
You know, I don't miss it. People ask me about that all the time, and it's really not so much the labor. I mean, if it was about the food, I hit a home run every plate.
Sure.
But it's really about facilities management. It's about all the permitting. It's about keeping things going. You know, I always said that I had two jobs in the restaurant. One was to fill it up, and the second one was to metabolize anxiety so that no matter what was going wrong anywhere, walk-in cooler, a leak in the basement, the, you know, run out of toilet paper in the men's room, I had to make it look like there was nothing wrong. I could just handle it all, and you were going to walk in and have a great experience.
Yeah, that would beat a person down. Now you have, I have to assume you've been to the lakefront restaurant already.
Oh, it's so beautiful, and Cletus is such a remarkable chef. So to know that he's going to be talking to me, and we've known each other for many, many years, so all will be revealed, Rick, all. He will ask me questions, and I will have no choice but to tell the truth.
You're going to give away recipes?
I am, and he's going to make my famous chocolate blobs, and we're going to make some other food from the book, and people will be eating while we're talking, and he's going to pair it with some drinks. So I think it's going to be a fun evening to learn everything. Like, people will find out the answer to the question, Ina, did you really dance with Fred Astaire? And the answer is, yes, I did.
Good. So now people want the intimate details. That's why I know you'll tell me anything, Ina, but I think you can be more expansive, especially in the face of light food and a drink pairing throughout the evening. The other thing about, I wrote about that place before it opened when I went there certainly as a kid when it was Theater on the Lake, and they do have theatrical presentations there. But I must tell you, I share your opinion that there is not a cooler, maybe not on a night like tonight with rain, there is not a cooler, more distinctive restaurant venue that I can think of, certainly in this town. Usually you think, oh, well, something on the 90th floor would be fantastic. This has an intimacy with the city that is, I would have to say, unrivaled.
Well, and looking at the lake and then turning your head to the right and looking downtown at our skyline.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable place to be, whether you're inside or in the summer sitting outside. It's unbelievably beautiful.
Now, how do you know Cletus? I find him to be a very interesting character, too.
He is. I can't remember when we met, but it was one of his first jobs in Chicago. And as you said earlier, I always introduce myself to the chefs and tell them I'm available for you to talk to anytime because I know your world.
Yeah.
And, you know, that has come back to help me because I'm home now recuperating with a broken leg, and all the chefs have been sending me food.
Oh, my God. Is your leg?
I know.
Wait, I'm going to ask you: is your leg really broken, or did you just tell our?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you
oh,
just
no.
telling I, chefs that it's broken?
No. Oh, that's good. I didn't even think.
It's not a bad idea.
That.
It's not a bad idea.
I should have called you sooner, but then I wouldn't have had to fall down and break my leg.
Good old devious Rick Kogan. Good old devious
that would
Rick.
Be you and me. Babe.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. When are you going to be well? When are you, obviously you're ambulatory.
I don't know. It's been 4 months, and it's a very slow slog. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, and I'm so sorry, but I'm glad you're getting out Wednesday. Ina Pinckney will be at the really astounding. If you've not been to the Lakefront Restaurant, it is. This should be your introduction. I think it could be a wonderful introduction to hear.
Right.
This remarkable woman. I'm hoping you're going to have copies of your Ina's Kitchen memories and recipes from The Breakfast Queen, aren't you?
I will indeed have them. And my favorite part of all of this is when people come up to me at the end and I have a chance to talk to them one-on-one. There is nothing better than that. That's the one thing that I miss about the restaurant.
Yeah.
And lucky for me, I actually get to see a lot of my old customers. I'll tell you one quick story.
Sure.
I was in the waiting room having physical therapy over at the new Shirley Ryan Rehabilitation, and I was sitting in the waiting room, and a woman came up to me, and she said, oh, I heard you fell, and I'm so glad to see you, and I was an old customer of mine, and Ina, it's just so great to see you. And a man puts down his newspaper and goes, Ina's here? Where's Ina? I have to see Ina. Where is she? And then another man pops up, and he goes, So what am I, the only person who doesn't know her?
How funny.
That's so good.
How funny. Well, you must. I mean, that must be one thing, too, whenever you go out. And you were, and I hope you do it some more, you were writing with some regularity for the Tribune about breakfast.
I do it monthly, yes. Usually the third or fourth Wednesday of the month, I'm in the dining section and a column called Breakfast with Ina. And I go to three restaurants and just tell you about the experience. I am not, it's not a critical food review. I only want to write about places that are worth your time and your money to go.
Well,
and
that,
there's no firewall. There's no firewall on it, so you can Google me.
Well, but there's no firewall at the Tribune? That's fantastic. That's almost unbelievable. That's almost unbelievable to me.
I know.
And your book, I mean, you are, I'm a huge fan of the column, and in a way, it is, you say it's not a critical column. It's not adversely critical because it is critical. You're talking about places that you like and admire.
Yes, absolutely. The food has to be excellent and the service has to match the food. And then I will tell you where to go. And I have really great restaurants in the last few columns. I thought I might run out, but I haven't. And it's only about weekday breakfast, Rick.
Yeah.
I'm not a brunch girl. Brunch is not my beat.
Why not?
Oh, it's too busy and fussy, and I don't know. Give me a good breakfast Monday to Friday, and I'm a happy girl.
I agree. Ina, it is great to talk to you. I hope you heal very, very quickly. I think Wednesday will go a long way. The weather's supposed to be really nice. It's not supposed to be like tonight. Because someone was saying, would you like her to come in the studio? I go, no. First of all, it's miserable. It has rained every night of this program.
Yes.
It's going to be beautiful. True. Beautiful on Wednesday night. It is just take a cab. I prefer cabs to Lyft and Uber, but take a cab, or there's parking there too. It is at Fullerton and the Lake. It is
Will you tell people the phone number to get a ticket, please?
Sure, I'll give them the website because no one has phones anymore.
Even better.
It is theateronthelake.com. You will find all the information for Wednesday night's event. It's
You're a good man, Rick. You're a good man.
Stop it. Admission includes light food with a drink pairing throughout. There's the key for me, Ina. Throughout the event. Doors open at 7. And the interview between where Cletus Friedman, I have the feeling that Cletus will indeed grill you a bit, but you too, Ina Pinckney, will grill him too, because he's a fascinating guy and he's done remarkable things with that menu. It's a great looking place, but it's a really good place too. Ina, fix that leg. Don't keep going to the rehab place to meet your old customers. Get out and have some new breakfast somewhere. It's always a treat to talk to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Take
so
good care
much.
Of yourself, doll. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Uh-huh. Bye. What a nice woman. And she really did invent this whole crazy breakfast scene in Chicago. She's such a mentor to young chefs in this town. She's responsible for turning this city into the culinary capital that it is. We got to take a commercial break, but coming up, the stories that matter with Roger Badish from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.